name's Brian Ressler. I'm with the Microsoft Research Interactive Visual Media Group. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about HD View, which is a technology we developed recently for viewing extremely large images over the web. So what we have here is an example of an extremely large image. And by large, I mean 3.7 billion pixels. It was taken using a robot that swept a long camera lens over the scene over a period of about an hour. And then using software developed at Microsoft Research, he stitched all the individual images together to create this overall panorama. So an image this large is not something you can zip up and send in an email to your friend. It's just too large for that. And once we had this kind of gigantic image, we were stuck with the problem of how to deliver it, how to share it with other people. So that's where the idea for HD View came. It's a browser plugin that allows this kind of image to be viewed and zoomed in on, and it allows all of the detail to be preserved when people view it. So to give you an example, you can see this whole 3.7 gigapixel panorama in one big rectangular image. But we can also zoom in as far as we want. And as we zoom in, the software brings in the higher resolution content so that we can zoom all the way in to see the gears on this crane, which will resolve into high resolution, or even the pattern of the gentleman's shirt who's running the crane. So this is an extremely high resolution image, and all the detail is preserved. This is pretty good considering we're a quarter mile away from the crane when the image was shot. There's more to HD View, though, than just looking at big images. The software acts like a virtual camera. So for a photographer, if he's going to shoot this picture, this wide-angle shot of Seattle, he'd use a wide-angle lens like this. When you use a wide-angle lens, you get distortion. This road right here is a straight line, but in the image it looks curved as a result of the wide-angle lens. If he was going to zoom in to the crane operator, for instance, he'd use a long lens like this lens up here. What our software does is it actually simulates different focal length lenses as you zoom around in the image. So we have a curved road here because we're using a virtual wide-angle lens. But as we zoom in, the road straightens out. So what we've done is changed the focal length of our lens to be longer, as though we were using a zoom lens now. What this does is it gives a perspective projection, which is what people are used to looking at when they look at images. So when you look down, it looks like you're looking down. And when you look up, it looks like you're looking up. The buildings vanish into a vanishing point. But when you zoom out, all the buildings are straight up, and the world is curved like you're using a wide-angle lens. This is a very exciting way to deliver content. Now, this image, of course, is uniquely gigantic. It's not easy to make an image this large. But frankly, you could use this kind of technology for delivering even average-sized images. This camera up here makes 16 megapixel images, which is still way too big to email to your grandmother or anything like that. So what people usually do is just size them down so that they fit on the screen. Well, when you do that, you lose all the detail that was originally in the image. You sort of nullify the advantages of having such a great camera. Even cell phone cameras today can make images that are too big to really realistically email. So HD View is a way where we might preserve that original image resolution when we share images with each other. It's an exciting technology, and we see a big future for it.
All right. Hi, I'm Matt Utendale, and I work in the Interactive Visual Media Group in Microsoft Research in Redmond, Washington. Okay. And today I'm going to show a little bit more about HD View and also how to generate your own HD View images using Windows Live Photo Gallery, which just shipped a few weeks ago. Alright, so this is the new Windows Live Photo Gallery, and our group in Microsoft Research has put some technology in here that allows you to create a panoramic photo here. So I'm just selecting multiple images inside Windows Live Photo Gallery. And there's a new menu item now called Create Panoramic Photo. So here I selected those six images of the library in downtown Seattle. And it's going to go away for a second, or a few seconds, and think about how to put these together. So these images can be ordered in any way, right? And our software just figures out how to put them together to create a panoramic image. So that was six images of the downtown library that were put together that easily in Windows Live Photo Gallery. And this is based on work that we've developed in Microsoft Research and been perfecting over the years. So we're pretty excited to see this out and available for anybody to use. So, since we are in Brussels today, last night, we went out and shot 27 images of La Grande Place here in Brussels, and we asked Windows Live Photo Gallery to put them together for us. So these are 27 16 megapixel images. So I won't stitch these right now because it takes a little longer to stitch that many images that are that large, but we let it crunch on it for a while. Everything was automatic. We didn't have to give it any info about how the images were ordered. And it put them together, and we then uploaded that to our server, and we created this very large image of the Hotel de Ville here in Brussels. So I can now interact with this image over the web. And this turned out to be a 400 megapixel image that we assembled in Photo Gallery. And I can zoom in, and as Brian showed earlier, get lots of detail here of this building. And I'm just interacting with it. And again, all this data is being streamed over the web. So the only other thing I guess I want to show is that this whole process is pretty well described in our HDView blog. So if you go to hdview.spaces.live.com, and we have a nice write-up on the Windows Live Photo Gallery and how you can use the output of Windows Live Photo Gallery to create your own HDView content. So all of this is available either from Windows Live or from our research site. And that.